Bruchim HaBoyim, welcome everyone. We are about to begin Be'ezos Hashem, the Authentic Jewish Ideology Podcast, episode 35. Today I would like to speak about a response that I responded to somebody who said to me, mistakenly, he's not well educated in authentic Jewish ideology, that the state of Israel has enabled Jews to stand up proudly, stand up straight in great pride after 2,000 years of subjugation and suffering at the hands of the Goyim. That was what he said. Now, I want to unpack this, why this is so terribly wrong. We were never, ever downtrodden in a spiritual way or in a emotional way from the Goyim. Rabbi Yaakov Lifshitz so correctly writes that every time a Jew got smacked or beaten by a Goy, he felt fantastic greatness and happiness that he was a Jew and wasn't acting in this terrible way. The next morning he would make Shaloy Asani Goy with much more kavana and fervor. So yes, we were, no question about it, physically subjected to great suffering and pain and anguish at the hands of the Goyim, but this never ruined our inner feeling of value. We always knew that we were the Am Hashem, we were proud of the Torah we had, and we were happy that we are not like acting like these animals were that were beating us. That's what Yaakov Lifshitz says. But that's regarding until the state of Israel. But what about the state of Israel itself? Doesn't it give something to be proud of? Well, I don't think so. The state of Israel has, under its auspices, sanctioned more than the murder of almost 2 million Jewish children via abortions. And everybody knows what goes on in Tel Aviv and all over, the most illicit, disgusting behavior. In the Jewish state, in Eretz Yisrael, where the Torah says that Hashem will, as to say, cause Eretz Yisrael to vomit out the people who behave like this. And I don't think the Kananim, that they were vomited out when the Klai Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael, were worse than what Israelis are doing in northern Tel Aviv today. Chilul Shabbos, as I said, murdering babies, bringing up children that don't know what Kriya Shema is, bringing up children that don't know what Yom Kippur is. This is Jewish pride? No way. It might be Zionist pride, but it has nothing to do with Jewish pride. The only pride that a Jew has is that he is the one that is chosen by Hashem and keeps the Torah. And I remembered this week something that I heard from Rabbi Miller about Jewish pride, authentic Jewish pride. He said that when he remembers the Bochurim in Slobodka, they were wonderful people, beautiful young boys, and they were all slaughtered by the Nazis. And he says Kodesh Boruch Hu cries for those souls that were murdered by the Nazis, as to say, kivyochol. But there's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries more about. And that is, and he gives a mashal, here we have a bus in Bensonhurst in Brooklyn. And there's an old, ugly, not well-groomed Italian lady screaming at the top of her lungs in Italian to her daughter. And her daughter is listening to her attentively. And then the next bus is a very, very correctly groomed and respectable Jewish woman talking to her granddaughter in Yiddish, and the granddaughter is saying, sha, 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 because she doesn't want people to hear that she's talking in Yiddish. She's embarrassed of her Jewishness. That causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as to say, to cry even more than crying for the souls that were murdered by the Nazis. This is based on a Gemara in Chagiga. It is 100% true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries that a Jew could be embarrassed of his Yiddishkeit, that we're Am Hashem, where there were chosen people, that were Am Sgula, Mamleches Koyanim. This is impossible. And this was the work of the Maskilim, was just to teach us that without our own land and our own government and our own political autonomy, we don't have any real value. And anybody who wants to get the real take, the authentic Jewish take on Zionism, he should make it his business to buy the book. You can get it online, called The Empty Wagon by Rabbi Yaakov Shapira. It's a doorstopper. It's a very, very fat book. But it's really, really well written, and it's very well documented, and it will educate people about what is the authentic Jewish ideology regarding Zionism and the quote-unquote Jewish state, which is not Jewish at all. Authentic Jews are not proud of politics. They're not proud of political autonomy. They're not proud of owning a land. They are only proud because of the Am Hashem keeping the Torah, as Reb Sadia Goyen said, Ein umaseinu uma ela b'Torah. So the only thing that makes us a nation is the Torah. Have a good day. Goodbye.